Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now let's meet the people. Welcome to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley. And what a special guest we have today here on Meet the People of MCB.
We certainly do. And, you know, normally we have somebody that is a member of MCB, directly involved in MCB. And this time we wanted to go with somebody that has a big influence on MCB. A different organization, but I tell you, this organization is where I got my exposure to the blind community back in 1974 when I lost my sight. Of course, it wasn't called Mind's Eye Radio then. It was called Radio Information Service, and it's gone through a lot of changes over the years, a lot of personnel, but right now they're executive director, the guy in charge of everything is Mr. Jason Fraser, and he is our guest today. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Denny. Hey, Chip. It's good to be here with you guys today.
Good to have you.
You bet. We're really glad you joined us. And as I said, you're the ED of Mind's Eye Radio, so why don't you tell us a little bit about how long you've been involved with Mind's Eye and how you got to where you are today with that.
It's funny, I heard you say in the intro, you know, you said you talked about how you kind of got your start in the blindness community was with, you know, Mind's Eye back in 1974. Thinking about that, when I think about how I started at Mind's Eye as a part-time board operator and, you know, I was the host of Ear to Ear, our talk show. Mm-hmm. My very first interview on the show was yourself.
Oh, really?
So, you know, and that was kind of my entry into, I want to say my re-entry into, because being with Mind's Eye the first couple months, I was still kind of learning the ropes, learning about the broadcast side. But then when I really started learning about the issues for our listeners, probably started then, about kind of what faces them getting out in the community more, started with that interview with you. Being there for 10 years now, I started out as a broadcast, part-time broadcast assistant, then going to community outreach, to development, now to executive director, CEO, whatever the title they give me, you know, whatever day, you know, whatever I'm referred to that day. Hopefully it's just a good term.
Yeah.
I should say. But just kind of my learning, when I say re-entry, coming to Mind's Eye, I just got out of, left SIUE as with a mass comm degree. I was looking for reentry into broadcast. Didn't know, realized I was looking for reentry into being familiar with the blind and visually impaired community. As I've told others before, my grandmother, who lived with us until she passed away when I was about 11, she was visually impaired the whole time of my existence. She lost her vision due to diabetic retinopathy before I was born. And I always joked that the earliest times of my learning about audio description was audio describing The Price is Right to my grandmother. And I didn't know that's what I was doing. I was just telling her about the crazy people running down the aisle and getting excited and hugging Bob Barker. I didn't know that's what I was doing at the time. You know, as a 7-year-old, I didn't quite know that that was a skill set. But, you know, that was, and I probably went since my grandmother and to college. I didn't have a lot of interaction with anyone who was visually impaired since my grandmother had passed away. So a lot of my reentry into the world of understanding what the issues now face the blind and visually impaired community started with the interview I did with you back almost 10 years ago.
We know, Jason, I have a ton of questions to ask you. One thing you mentioned, did you say you went to SIUE?
Yeah, I'm a proud SIUE Cougar alum.
Okay. Well, my granddaughter just started there this year. She's going to be taking majoring in sports dietitian, And she's actually would love to work with the hockey player. She's a big Blues fan, and I know you're really involved in sports too, but we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But Mind's Eye Radio, as I said before, it was a radio information service in the beginning. I remember back when I started listening, it was Joe Kaufman as the ED, and Father Bonnie was really, really involved. And did you ever get to work with Father Bonnie?
No, I got one meeting with him. It was right after I got promoted to community outreach. He was at the assisted living facility that's on the grounds of Our Lady of the Snows, where Mind's Eye is located. And, you know, he was very brief. The conversation was not long. I just remember, you can kind of still see he had his business wits about him. I remember he asked Marjorie, how do we able to afford a marketing guy now? So that was my meeting. You know, it was very, but like just looking at his influence of, you know, kind of what he started, you know, right. A couple of years ago, we were able to see him get inducted to the St. Louis Media Hall of Fame for starting Mind's Eye, what back then Radio Information Service, just because basically he said, hey, he didn't know a lot about the radio industry, didn't know a lot about, you know, blindness or visual issues that affect blind people or visual impaired, just got to ask the star station that would help and just did it.
Yeah.
And we kind of still go by that mantra today of like, even though there's things that, you know, can improve the quality of life for someone we may not be experts in, but we'll try to figure out how we can be experts in that. And then we just do it. So we still kind of live by the mantra that he started the station with today.
Yeah.
At Mind's Eye.
Now, you're married. I think you hadn't been married too long. Have you? 3-4 years?
No, I'm on 6, Denny.
Oh, you're right. Oh, wow. Time gets away.
moving along. 6.5 now.
6.5. Well, you better remember.
Yeah.
And her name is Erin. Is that right?
Yeah, Erin. So we've been married for 6.5 years now. I have 2 kids. I have a stepdaughter who is now 13, and my son. And that son is 5, and he'll start kindergarten next year. She'll start high school. So all the emotions for probably my wife next year. Myself is I'm looking forward to getting out of daycare debt, as they say. Son starts kindergarten, but yeah, it's, 6.5 years. She's originally from Mississippi, so we still go down there quite often too. We're not going to Texas to see my family. We're usually heading down to Mississippi. What?
Yeah. I know when we have these interviews, I usually start out the questioning, and Chip gets really upset if I don't include him. So we're going to switch over to you, Chip. Any questions?
Well, finally. Thank you, sir. Hey, Jason, you know, when you switch from the radio information service over to Mind's Eye, how'd y'all come up with that name, Mind's Eye?
So that one, I can't give you too much insight into because it's a little bit before my time, but I think mainly like one of those marketing strategic teams talked about, because we've talked about rebranding before. Because even like when I first got there, we switched from Mind's Eye Radio Information Service, was kind of the full name, to Mind's Eye the Virtual Newsstand, to now it's Mind's Eye Radio, and we don't really include the Virtual Newsstand anymore. Probably just a rebranding thing of issue of like something that's catchier, something that some marketing team probably said, hey, this will work better for you guys to move from RIS.
Yeah. And then also, what kind of listening audience do you have? How far out do y'all go?
So we're about 70 miles in each direction of, so if you come to Mind's Eye, we're located in the grounds of Our Lady of the Snows, the shrine. A lot of people know that it's in Belleville, Illinois. It's where the Way of Lights are right now, currently going on. That, you know, I used to be real excited about, which I still enjoy them. Still come see the Way of Lights. But our building now is like right at the entry point. So it's now like a good traffic spot if we don't get out of there by 5:00. But, you know, just... our tower is actually in Melville, Missouri, the Melville area in Missouri. So about 70 miles from each direction, we're on the SCA feed of 101.1, which is 101.1 ESPN. was WMRY back in the day. So we've been in that signal since the whole existence of Mind's Eye. But, you know, kind of when you talk about the radio reach, kind of leads me to another good thing that we're experiencing right now is, yeah, we still send out the SEA radios to anyone who needs those free of charge. But now with technology just booming, I know Denny and you and Denny are very familiar with all the technological means that you can use to do anything with now. So, for example, on your Alexa, any device that has Alexa, Amazon Dot, Amazon Fire Stick, you can now access Mind's Eye. So you're not conditioned to just sitting by a radio. You can access Mind's Eye by just saying, hey, Alexa, play Mind's Eye on those devices. So we can reach you anywhere. You could be in the St. Louis area. You can be in Joplin. You could be in St. Clair, Missouri. You can be anywhere possible. You can be in Texas and say, hey, I used to live in St. Louis. I want to know what's going on with Mind's Eye. You can be in Kentucky, maybe not never lived in St. Louis, but also have interest in, like, we read USA Today. We read the Wall Street Journal. We read Entertainment Weekly. We read a lot of national publications, too, in addition to the local content and grocery store ads. So you can get all that information from an Alexa device. And now, in a couple weeks, the Mind's Eye app will be launching. So the Mind's Eye app, you can literally from your pocket go access Mind's Eye Radio in its own individual app and now be able to listen to any of your favorite programs, local, national, ads, Black Friday ads, when people were able to utilize last week, grocery store ads, department store ads, even podcasts. Even there's a certain couple of podcasts that I like to have in that Mind's Eye app that you guys are both featured on, mm-hmm. including the one that we're on right now, that you can access simply from anywhere in the world. You know, it's going to be a great thing that we're going to have here on December 14th.
That's going to be great.
Yeah,
that December 14th is my birthday, so appreciate that, Jason.
Gotta get that in there.
Yes, I did. And I'm really looking forward to that app. I tell you what, I do have on my Victor stream on the online podcast. I put in Mind's Eye Radio, so I have that on my Victor stream as well. So.
With the app though, Jason, you can listen to any program that you want to at any time. You don't have to follow the schedule on when you're doing it live. So that's a neat thing about this app. I downloaded it last week, I think, and been playing around with it and really, really like it.
Yeah, so you know, if you're Denny, you got the VIP tour, look, the behind the scenes tour of the app, because we've had an Apple store, we've released it, but that's kind of moving into the direction that, you know, we want everybody to listen the same way. Like, I think it, for so long people have said, hey, let's send out the radio, and it still works for people. That's still going to be a great means for some people to listen to our station. But everybody watches things like, I look at my TV right now, I have every streaming service known to man. I can watch anything I want on demand at any time. So we want that same thing for our listeners. We want them to be able to listen to any program they want to at any time without having to worry about a set program schedule and sitting by their radio waiting for something. They can just go access it when they need to.
Well, I know when I started out, I had one of the radio receivers, and I was right on the border of the maximum length area that you would cover. So I had a lot of static to listen to also. And I'll tell you, this app and the other ways online that you can listen to Mind's Eye Radio is just so much better. It's so crystal clear, and it no fade out or anything. It's just great, Jason. Hey, listen, we'll get back to Mind's Eye. There's a couple other things I want to ask you about that. But do you still work for a radio station in St. Louis, ESPN? Do you still do work for them?
No, probably last January 2020, I finally said, you know, between Mind's Eye and you talked about the two things, you know, being present CEO keeps me pretty busy on that end, but also having a young family, want to be a part of those activities.
Right.
I think it was time to step away. I do actually still host the podcast, Down Goes Frazier, which covers combat sports, MMA, boxing, pro wrestling. I still do that, but we do it a monthly edition now. Mm-hmm. But it allows me to do it on my own time too. and still get out to events and cover things, but provides me that flexibility where I can still spend more time with my family and also do some more things with Mind's Eye, because we've grown our programs quite a bit, you know, past the Radio Reading Service in the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, I know you're a big sports fan, and mainly, I guess, I don't know this for sure, but you're probably a big Blues fan, and we're Chip and I, a big Cardinals fan. We're wondering how they're going to do next year.
Well, we got Steve and Matt, so yeah. I guess that's a sign of the Cardinals. I am a big Blues Cardinals fan, mainly most single sports teams. The only team I venture out of is I'm a big San Francisco 49ers fan for football. Born and raised that way, so even when the Rams were here, and even when I worked at 101 ESPN, the official home of the Rams at the time, I caught a lot of flack around there, let's put it that way. Yeah, but Cardinals, I'm optimistic. I think their division will be a lot easier. It's going to come down to probably them and the Brewers. The Reds look like they're pretty much done of wanting to contend. Their window is closed, it looked like, again. So between them and the Brewers, they can add another quality bat. I don't think it has to be I don't want to say like you have to add like a one of the, I know there's a couple guys that got signed recently, shortstops for like $300 million. I don't think you have to add one of those type of bats, but just something that gives you some kind of level of depth behind your starting shortstop and second baseman. I think that's what they need next.
Yeah. And bullpen. I mean, yeah, they need some backup pitching there. So, Chip?
Yeah, and if you got the DH too, I would love to see Albert come back. That's kind of my one wish.
Do you think the NL is going to go to designated hitters this year, next year?
I believe so. I think everybody's pretty much counting on to being a universal rule next year. I think if you're talking about collective bargaining and things that would sweeten the pot, is by giving people more jobs. Because think about it. If you had a DH, that adds another roster spot, that adds another guy. Like if Albert Pujols, for example, we wouldn't be talking about Albert even remotely coming to the Cardinals or maybe in any NL team, it wasn't for the fact there's a universal DH. The universal DH gives guys like that another year of job security, or Nelson Cruz. Like, that gives them more teams and more options and makes them more marketable. So I think that's going to be something when you're trying to have a collective bargaining agreement that they're going to – it's going to be real enticing, real hard to say no to.
Yeah, yeah. Chip?
Yeah, Jason, in your time – working around the blind community, blind visually impaired community, is there anything that really stands out in your mind, something really significant that comes to mind that you can point to, that you can just say, wow, how far the blind visually impaired community has come in your time throughout the years?
I think it's been, I want to say in my time of being, I'm just going to go through being in Mind's Eye for 10 years. I think being more vocal in a positive way of explaining what the needs are, what it is to be, make things fully accessible for people who are blind or visually impaired. I think that has been one of the things that I've seen the advocacy, MCB starting at that, has been able to really encompass and communicate with not just people like our organization at Mind's Eye, but other groups who don't probably never interact with anyone who's blind or visually impaired. So you get to MCB or some group shows up at the door to advocate for the blind community and making sure those people are receptive to like what they need to be more accessible, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's from the government, whether it's at a venue for audio description. I just really have seen an amount of advocacy and an amount of being able to teach others what it is to be fully accessible. It's just been really impressive to me to see the amount of strong advocates in the blindness community.
That's a good segue into the next part that I want to cover is the audio description. Mind's Eye has really taken off with that, Jason. We really appreciate it. And I know the Kansas Audio Reading Service over on the other side of the state are doing the same thing, or pretty much the same thing. But, boy, you guys sure offer a lot. You was telling me on the phone the other day about what all you have coming up. So won't you just share with us about audio description?
Yeah, we have our approach to audio description. We started doing the program from Mind's Eye Level in 2016 was, hey, we're willing to take on anything and everything. You know, if someone says it needs to be described, they want to go there. if even if it's a non-traditional thing, we're going to do it. You know, that's been our goal from the start. I think even whenever, I don't know if you remember this, Denny and Chip, you know, a couple years ago when they had the, or actually it's more than a couple years ago now. Remember that eclipse? We had the eclipse party.
Yeah.
We had the eclipse party there, and it was something that, you know, you guys brought to us. We were like, hey, we never, this wasn't in our training manual when we were training how to be audio describers, but we're going to do it because, you know, someone needs the service to be done. And we've done that by doing audio description that, you know, of course your theaters like the Muni, now the Fox, Looking Glass, Playhouse on the Illinois side, the Coca, any theater you can probably think of in St. Louis, we've done audio description at stages. To now even sporting events, you know, we learned there was demand there, you know, going to a Blues game, going to a Cardinals game, you know, and people always say, well, they have, well, they, until the last game of last season, they had Mike Shannon, but now there'll be, you know, someone else, you know, to listen to KMOX or, you know, at the Blues game, you have the play-by-play guys on Chris Kerber, but there's also a delay when you're at a game. So you're having a 13-second delay interaction with the play-by-play to what is actually happening in real time. Also, if the mascot's doing anything, if there's something going on in the crowd, there's something, someone making a proposal and getting rejected, you want to know that if you're at the game. You know, that's perfect stuff. So we describe those elements. So we, anything you can think of, we pretty much do with audio description.
Yeah, and you also do the St. Louis Zoo. You do a lot with them. Yeah.
St. Louis Zoo. We even went as far as not only providing the audio description today with the zoo, we train their staff. So now, any day you walk in to the St. Louis Zoo, you can get an audio described to it. So you don't, we don't even have to be there. So we also took into the initiative training the zoo, history museum.
Yeah.
And now offering a lot of virtual opportunities too. Because when 2020 hit, I think the biggest concern for us was, you know, most of our events were live and in-person audio description events. I was figuring out how we would continue to do, provide the service, considering nothing was going to, everything had shut down with the pandemic. But we actually came out of the pandemic better off because we started doing virtual opportunities. We started doing, you know, different unique things like videos for people audio describing those. Now, not only are we doing audio description projects here locally, we're also doing those nationally now too, and at a more extensive basis, even even classwork for students who are visually impaired at schools. We're even doing that now as well. So just a lot of different unique things. But some of the things in the radar you can probably look out for now, if you're looking to go to get out and about, is we're going to be at Coca doing Wonderland next month, which is a very exciting opportunity for us. It's kind of like a different take on Alice in Wonderland we'll be providing. We're also at the Fox, multiple dates at the Fox. And if you're going to the Fox, thanks to the Lighthouse for the Blind, you get half-price tickets in those days, and we are providing audio description. So also checking with that. And I'm happy to announce now, this officially yesterday, and we'll be putting out more information here soon, there will now be a set of events for Enterprise Center and Stiefel Theater that we'll be doing audio description for in the coming months. And those include St. Louis Blues games, Harlem Globetrotters, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and a couple other things in the list.
So wow, that sounds great.
Look out for those.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds really good.
Yeah.
Chip?
Yeah, Jason, get a little more personal here. Outside of your work there at Mind's Eye and, you know, sports, what other kind of things does Jason Frazier really like to do, and how do you like to spend your time?
I was like, I don't know, I have any other time outside? No. No, usually it's, you know, doing a lot of stuff with my family. Like I said, it's, we live here in a little small town in Muskuta, Illinois. Typically, we are doing some kind of activity, whether it's, you know, just something around the house, watching a movie, or going out and about, going to Six Flags, just enjoying the many things we have around here in the St. Louis community. At holiday time, we spend a lot of time on the road. Like I said, I think I talked to you. I'll be passing both of your residences on my way to Texas next month for Christmas. So I'll wave to both of you on my highway truck down 44. But yeah, it's just, you know, just basically spend a lot of free time with my family, as because it was so much revolving around work. Of course, I revolve my schedule around sports a lot, and I try to get home to catch every Blues game. I'm going to a Blues game tonight. So outside of that, typically, you know, it's just being with my family and just sitting back and enjoying things and enjoying the kids grow up and do different activities too, because now they're involved in, my daughter's involved in dance, competitive dance, and my son played his first year of t-ball. I actually found time to coach the team, help coach the team this year.
Great.
We'll be doing basketball here soon. So really, that's about it.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, I know we're going to be closing it out here pretty quick, but Mind's Eye Radio provides the audio for the Missouri Chronicle. You've been recording that for us for, gosh, 4 or 5 years, I guess. Alan started out recording, and I believe Mike is recording it now. But really appreciate the job that you all do with that, turning that into a DAISY format and making that available to us. And I know we try to support you all. We do participate in, what is that called every year, the Floray or –
The soiree coming up in 2022 on March 22nd. You guys are a proud supporter of that, and we can't thank you enough again for your support on that event.
Yeah, and that's always enjoyable, except this past summer. I don't think that was too enjoyable, they said, but I didn't get to go. But it was a little warm out there, I think. But it'll be back inside this next year, correct?
Yeah, we did a drive-in last year. We did it kind of in replacement with COVID, keeping people outside. But my history of picking outdoor events, we do our beatball tournament every year. And every year I pick, somehow, ironically, I pick the hottest day of the year. This year I saved it for the drive-in. That's what it's about 105 degrees. But the one cool thing about that, and from talking to a lot of the audio description peers, was that was the first time they ever heard of an audio description event that was basically alive for everybody. You know, the whole audience, whether you were excited, originally impaired, got audio description. So I think that event will continue, but not in drive-in format. It will be inside in an indoor theater. But I think we will do an audio description event, movie night, annually, and put that on the calendar going forward.
Yeah, that'd be pretty neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you mentioned beatball. That's something else that Mind's Eye is involved in, is annual beatball tournament. What team do y'all support?
We are the parent organization for the Gateway Archers. We traveled to the Beatball World Series last year, came in ranked 17th, walked out, finished 9th, and already have some high projections for us to finish in the top 5 this year going into 2022's World Series at Beaumont, Texas, which I'll be passing by your house again, driving down 44.
Now, do you actually play?
I did not play. I'm the GM, so I handle all the logistics. Mike Curtis, who is our director of special initiatives at Mind's Eye and records the Chronicle, he's actually the head coach of the Gateway. We have, you know, Chad Dillon, who I know is an MCB member, and a couple other people in there are, actively. We have about 14 people that participate in the team, all visually impaired players. We have about 6 volunteers, you know, spotters, pitchers, catchers who are sighted, and of course the coaches, me and Mike. And, we made waves last year, and we're looking to make a higher run this year. So
there's always some
with the Chicago team already.
Yeah, there's always some intense competition going on with the beatball players, I tell you. It really is. So. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Chip, anything you want to ask in closing here?
No, not really. But I got to tell you, Jason, you know, we kind of touched on it a little bit, but our relationship with Mind's Eye, talking about the Missouri Council of the Blind, our relationship with Mind's Eye is just so huge. And we just can't tell you how much we appreciate all that you do, all that Mind's Eye does, the services, the programs. Denny touched on it a little bit. You guys even helped out the last couple of years due to the pandemic. Some of our members record their reports to give it our MCB state convention. So you guys did that. You guys are just so wonderful to work with, and we just can't tell you how much we appreciate it.
Yeah. Anything in closing you want to say, Jason?
I said we definitely appreciate you guys, because with us, you guys help us learn how to a lot of these programs that we do, we always value input from the community. So we never want to do programs where as I tell people, I'm a sighted person. I can tell you what works for me, but I want people who for these programs are designed for to tell us what works for them. So without your input, without MCD members telling us kind of, you know, what's best for audio description, what's best for radio reading, what's best for beatball, which you guys have given us feedback and support throughout the years, we won't be able to keep things moving. And I also just want to shout out our staff at Mind's Eye. You know, we talked about Mike Curtis, Megan Harms, who won an ACB award for, you know, her audio description work this year in a time of, you know, certainly with audio description. Angela Banks, Tom Williams, Adam Clark, Laura Foddy, Roddy Cotton, all valuable members of the team. So we can't do it without, it's not a one-man show at Mind's Eye staff-wise. It's a full team effort.
We'll be waiting for that rollout of the Mind's Eye Radio app that you can use on your smartphone. Folks need to get that and download and put it on. It's very simple to download and install and to use. It's just there. I mean, it's it's very easy. Even Chip can use it. Well, thank you again, Jason. Appreciate it. Jason Frazier, the CEO, Executive Director of Mind's Eye Radio in Belleville, Illinois. We thank you folks for listening to us today. And if you have somebody that you'd like to have on Meet the People of MCB, give me a call at 636-428-1500 or call Chip Haley at
417-540-9703.
Be sure and listen the next time. You might even hear yourself on here. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.